Hey guys, just want to talk about the Kobe Bryant situation today. I know it's a sad day for the nation, especially, let's not even talk about basketball. Let's just talk about, for me, a father, husband, a good man that's getting a lot of love and a lot of praise and attention from people all over the world. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about a man who is relentless in his pursuit for excellence. Let's talk about the good things about Kobe Bryant. I didn't know him, but you hear all these good things, and you hear all of them because they're true. You hear all these good things from people because they're true. He's touched so many lives and been a blessing to so many people's lives. That's a good thing. That's what you want to hear about somebody. That's the kind of legacy you want to leave if you should leave this earth, prematurely like he did. So it's just one of those things where man, you got to be thankful, and you just got to pray for the family, though. You got to still, pray for all the families. I'm talking about the Mauser family, the Chester family, and the Antebellum family. I tell you, it's just one of those things where I pray for all of them to be healed. I know that's a hard situation. I've seen many people in my life come and go just like that, just instantly. And you're just like, man, I don't even know what to think, what to say. God just help the family and comfort their family. And it's inevitable. Everybody's gonna die one day. You just don't know how. But one thing I do believe in is, loving people, forgiving people while you're here. Loving people while you're here, celebrating them while they're here, while they're still alive. I believe truly in that. So that's one lesson I've definitely learned over the years, especially with this passing. Life is precious, so treat everyone, like you would want to be treated, with respect, with love, with honor, with dignity. So that's my biggest thing about Kobe Bryant. I just want everybody to know that, keep everybody that you have in your life close to you, as close as you can. Not everybody's gonna, maybe forgive you. Some people leave your life. Some people, they're gone for good. That's fine. They were just in your life for a season in your life. And then some people, you can keep in your life. And hey, if you can keep them, keep them. The people that are, helping you and molding you into a better person. So, it goes deep with this relationship stuff with people and families, but my heart goes out to the Bryant family. That his daughter passed away. She had a lot going for her. As far as we can tell, she wanted to be an NBA, WNBA player, and I heard Kobe talking about her and how she said, "Hey, Dad, I got this. I'm going to be next. I'm going to take on your legacy." And it's funny how life works like that. You got people who say they're going to do a lot of things and never get that opportunity. So that's why if you say something, you should really go for it. You should really go for what you want in this life. You don't want to leave no unfinished business on this earth. And I tell you, man, it's been an eye-opening experience these last couple of days just hearing about, this stuff. Everybody's going to talk about it and everybody's going to have their opinion, but the bottom line is we don't know. We don't know that man more than that man knew himself and his heart for God. And I just, I'm believing he was a Christian man and went to heaven, him and his daughter and all the other people on that planet. I just pray they're in a better place right now. That's, and that's all we can hope and wish and pray for. And I wish the best upon their families. And, it's just one of those things where, I just, my heart goes out. You can never be, too much of a celebrity or, not a celebrity to have compassion on somebody and to love somebody. Like I said, I don't even know this guy, but it's just heartbreaking to see because, that's just the human side of things. So you guys just keep their families in prayer and everything. And I just want you guys to, again, I can't stress this enough. Love the people that are around you right now, your family. If there's somebody in your life you need to forgive, then forgive them, man. You don't want to die with unforgiveness, I'm telling you. If there's somebody in your life that hasn't forgiven you of something, hey, man, you got to let it go. We got to give it to God and say, God, you know, I told them I was sorry. I let it go. They don't forgive me. That's on them. But at least I'm free in my mind and in my heart. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's things like that. Those are the real issues of life. You know, like I said, I wouldn't really want to talk about basketball. I want to talk about life. And, you know, basketball is a game, but life is real. So, you know, that all translates over, you know, from his basketball to his life, though, that one thing about Kobe is he really, really was a likable, lovable person, you know, and you obviously saw, especially after his retirement in 2016, how all the people came out and loved and respected him, you know, and I was just happy to see that because, you know, he was a great guy in my eyes. I think one of the best players you ever saw, one of the greatest Lakers, for sure. No question. And it's just going to be interesting to hear what Shaq has to say about him, what Coach Phil Jackson, actually what his wife has to say about him. And, you know, pray for her because she's a widow right now. She's grieving. My heart goes out to her, to Vanessa. God bless you, Vanessa. I don't know if you'll ever hear this or not, but God bless you. Praying for you. I hope you just take his legacy and just do great and mighty things with it, with him and your daughter. So God bless you. But I just want you to know, especially Vanessa, that God loves you. He cares about you. He, you know, he's sovereign in his will. And he just wanted to take one of his soldiers to heaven. So I just want you to know that. And but actually, I just want, you know, all the families on here listening to be comforted, just to know that, you know, sometimes these things in life happen. And I've seen it happen. I have one of my close friends pass away. You know, didn't even get a chance to say goodbye. You know, it's just hard when you got people that love you, that really care about you, and then you see them just suddenly pass away. Man, that is so hard. It just makes you sick to your stomach, you know, and then you just finally heal after a while, but it takes a while, and I get that. You know, take all the time you need to heal people, I'm telling you, because, you know, God is the God of comfort. He will give you comfort and peace. You just have to give that to him. You really do. It's a day-by-day process. It's not, you know, no time restrictions on that. It's just whenever, you know, you feel like, you know, you're healing. You know, everybody has different, you know, timetables when it comes to that. But anyway, I just want to say, guys, just keep loving and sending support to Vanessa, keep, and the family, keep all the families that were mentioned. I really, really pray that all these families, you know, that something good would come out of this whole situation for all the families here, and that their legacy would be blessed. So that's my prayer, and just wish you all the best, and sending love to you from my heart to yours. All right. God bless you all. You all have a great day. Today, I want to talk about being comfortable, being uncomfortable. All right. Sometimes in life, you know, you're in a situation where, you know, you're going to be uncomfortable, and that's where you have to trust God. So I'm currently in one right now. But guess what? I trust God. Thing is, man, just be obedient to God, period. It doesn't matter how it even feels sometimes. Can't go by feelings or, you know, what things look like. Faith is always knowing that God has your back. And no matter what, you're just going to trust him. You're going to do what's right. And you're going to trust him. So being comfortable in an uncomfortable situation, sometimes it just brings the best out of you. So I'm fine with that. I'm willing to put in the work. I'm willing to do what God wants me to do. I'm not perfect by no means, but my heart is perfect towards God. I've always felt that way about my life. I know when God saved me, you know, I was 9 years old, man. And it was crazy. You would think, you know, at 9 years old, you know, you're innocent. You ain't really did nothing in your life. You don't really know anything about life at that stage in your life. But God saved me and he called me. And I knew it. It was just like a tug in my heart. I knew that I needed to be saved. And not just so I wouldn't go to hell, but I just knew that there was more to this life than just, you know, me just being here. So one thing that I've always trusted is that inner voice, you know, and that's the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. He will show you. You know how people always say, you know, listen to your inner voice, or man, something told me not to do that or not to go here or do this or do that. You know, that's the Holy Spirit. He's inside of you. God's inside of all of us. We were made by God. That's why you can't deny him. You know, you hear all these atheists talking about there is no God, but there is a God. They feel God just like we feel God. They just deny God. So don't let nobody fool you with that. You know, God is real. And when you die, you'll see him as he is, you know. But you don't have to die to know that he's real, you know. I believe he's real because he's revealed himself to me. And that's what he does to everyone who, you know, he calls. He reveals himself to you. And think of this. And it's a true statement. I've heard Brother Jesse Duplantis say this, that he is the only living God. And that's true. All the gods, all the religions in the world can't say that, because he is the only living God. If you think about it, it is. He's the only one that resurrected from the dead. He's the only one you can call on and he will answer you. So that's just a fact. It doesn't matter what you believe or don't believe. That's just a fact. So, you know, I hate when people just say, well, that's my opinion. No, that's a fact. You know, so you can believe what you want to believe. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. All you got to do in this life is just die, and you'll see. I ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. I know God is real. And you know he's real, too. You just, you either deny him or you accept him. It's one or the other. So let's just be real about the situation. I'm going to be real about it. And I'm going to tell everybody I can about him, because he's coming back. He's coming back soon. And he wants you to believe him. He wants you to trust him. And the best thing you can do in this life, and the only thing that really matters in this life, is what you do for him. You know, you got things you need to do in your life. You know, you got to work. You got to take care of your family. You got to, you know, provide. You got to, you know. But I don't want to be one of those people who just eat and go to work and go back home. You know, go on vacation every now and then, and, you know, go here, go there. You know, you want to enjoy life, but life in itself, I really feel, is about what you actually do for God. You know, try to bring as many people to Christ as I can. I think that's the biggest thing, because when the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you, God said that for a reason. He didn't say that just to be sinning. He said that so he can give us a real life. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life, and give us an abundant life on top of that. So he could show his glory. His glory could come out of us. And that we would have a real life, an abundant, true life that inspires others to want to live for him. That's what our life is for. It's a light. That's why you see so many people who, you know, they come and they go fast and you don't understand why, because they had a mission, they had a purpose, and God uses people in that way. Maybe it's just to help a few people. Maybe it's just to help millions of people. You know, everybody has a purpose. That's why I feel like, you know, even doing this broadcast, you know, it may seem like I may only be reaching one or two people. Well, maybe that's what all I was assigned to do on this earth, was to just help just a few people. But that's fine with me, because I'm cool with that. I will accept that, because that's what God put me here for, and I love him for that, because I don't have to be popular. I don't have to be famous. You know what I mean? I don't have to be none of that. I just have to be his, period.
you know, and as long as my life is giving him the glory, I'm good with that. I may not be well known and, you know, popular and this and that. That's not the goal. My goal is just to love God. You know, if I get popular and famous one day, that's great. But I'm not saying this just so I can get popular or famous. I just want to be right with God. And I want everybody under the sound of my voice to hear this and know that the legacy that I leave behind is that I loved God and that I love my boys. I got two boys, and I leave them a legacy of that I love them, that I cared about them. Because to me, those are the biggest things in life. If somebody cares about you and loves you, man, that's big. That's huge. If you got somebody in your life who cares about you and genuinely loves you, man, that is everything. So I just wanted to say this, just to say that God is good and that the best things are yet to come in your life. And I just want and pray that you would just have a purpose, that you would know your purpose, and that you would glorify God, because that's really what the purpose for you being on this planet is. It ain't just to be breathing and sucking up air and not doing nothing with your life. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you you're not this and you're not that. You know, your family left you. You know, there's a lot of fatherless children out there, so they think that their life is over because they didn't have a father or they didn't have a mother. No, man, reinvent yourself. You know, do whatever it takes to inspire yourself and love yourself. First, love God. Then love yourself, and then you'll be able to help somebody else. Because that's the whole duty of man, is to love God, keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man, period. You know, that's what the Bible says, and that's what I believe. And that's true, man. It's so true. So do your best. Give your best effort. Live your life like it's your last day on earth. If this was your last day on earth, who have you inspired? Who have you helped? Who have you encouraged other than yourself? Because life is not just about living to yourself and dying to yourself. Man, life is about love, period. God is love. People will know you by your love, not by what you say, but by what you do. So do everything in your power to show someone you love them, because that's what you're here for. That's what you're really here for. I'm telling you. So I just want you all to remember this message. And if you never heard my voice again in life, just know that love is everything. God is love. And the best is yet to come for those who love God. Because that's what we all came from. Whether you're a hater or a lover, you came from love. Just remember that. Because God is love. All right. You have a blessed day today. I hope and wish and pray that the love of God and the grace of God will be upon your life, and that you would become everything, and I mean everything, that he wanted you to be. All right? I love you in the Lord. God bless you. This is Ryan Elder signing out. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye. Today I want to talk about being comfortable being uncomfortable. All right. Sometimes in life, you know, you're in a situation where, you know, you're going to be uncomfortable, and that's where you have to trust God. So I'm currently in one right now, but guess what? I trust God. Thing is, man, just be obedient to God, period. It doesn't matter how it even feels. Sometimes can't go by feelings or, you know, what things look like. Faith is always knowing that God has your back. And no matter what, you're just going to trust him. You're going to do what's right, and you're going to trust him. So being comfortable in an uncomfortable situation, sometimes it just brings the best out of you. So I'm fine with that. I'm willing to put in the work. I'm willing to do what God wants me to do. I'm not perfect by no means, but my heart is perfect towards God. I've always felt that way about my life. I know when God saved me, you know, I was 9 years old, man. And it was crazy. You would think, you know, at 9 years old, you know, you're innocent. You ain't really did nothing in your life. You don't really know anything about life at that stage in your life. But God saved me and he called me. And I knew it. It was just like a tug in my heart. I knew that I needed to be saved. And not just so I wouldn't go to hell, but I just knew that there was more to this life than just, you know, me just being here. So one thing that I've always trusted is that inner voice, you know, and that's the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. He will show you. You know how people always say, you know, listen to your inner voice, or man, something told me not to do that or not to go here or do this or do that. You know, that's the Holy Spirit. He's inside of you. God's inside of all of us. We were made by God. That's why you can't deny him. You know, you hear all these atheists talking about there is no God, but there is a God. They feel God just like we feel God. They just deny God. So don't let nobody fool you with that. You know, God is real. And when you die, you'll see him as he is, you know. But you don't have to die to know that he's real. You know, I believe he's real because he's revealed himself to me. And that's what he does to everyone who, you know, he calls. He reveals himself to you. And think of this. And it's a true statement. I've heard Brother Jesse Duplantis say this, that he is the only living God. And that's true. All the gods, all the religions in the world can't say that, because he is the only living God. If you think about it, it is. He's the only one that resurrected from the dead. He's the only one you can call on and he will answer you. So that's just a fact. It doesn't matter what you believe or don't believe. That's just a fact. So, you know, I hate when people just say, well, that's my opinion. No, that's a fact, you know. So you can believe what you want to believe. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. All you got to do in this life is just die and you'll see. I ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. I know God is real. And you know he's real too. You just, you either deny him or you accept him. It's one or the other. So let's just be real about the situation. I'm going to be real about it. And I'm going to tell everybody I can about him, because he's coming back. He's coming back soon. And he wants you to believe him. He wants you to trust him. And the best thing you can do in this life, and the only thing that really matters in this life, is what you do for him. You know, you got things you need to do in your life. You know, you got to work. You got to take care of your family. You got to, you know, provide. You got to, you know. But I don't want to be one of those people who just eat and go to work and go back home, you know, go on vacation every now and then, and, you know, go here, go there, you know. You want to enjoy life, but life in itself, I really feel, is about what you actually do for God. You know, try to bring as many people to Christ as I can. I think that's the biggest thing, because when the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. God said that for a reason. He didn't say that just to be saying it. He said that so he can give us a real life. Because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And give us an abundant life on top of that. So he could show his glory. His glory could come out of us. And that we would have a real life, an abundant, true life that inspires others to want to live for him. That's what our life is for. It's a light. That's why you see so many people who, you know, they coming and they go fast and you don't understand why. Because they had a mission. They had a purpose. And God uses people in that way. Maybe it's just to help a few people. Maybe it's just to help millions of people. You know, everybody has a purpose. That's why I feel like, you know, even doing this broadcast, you know, it may seem like I may only be reaching one or two people. Well, maybe that's what all I was assigned to do on this earth, was to just help just a few people. But that's fine with me, because I'm cool with that. I will accept that, because that's what God put me here for. And I love him for that, because I don't have to be popular. I don't have to be famous. You know what I mean? I don't have to be none of that. I just have to be his, period. you know, and as long as my life is giving him the glory, I'm good with that. I may not be well known and, you know, popular and this and that. That's not the goal. My goal is just to love God. You know, if I get popular and famous one day, that's great. But I'm not saying this just so I can get popular or famous. I just want to be right with God. And I want everybody under the sound of my voice to hear this and know that the legacy that I leave behind is that I loved God and that I love my boys. I got two boys, and I leave them a legacy of that I love them, that I cared about them. Because to me, those are the biggest things in life. If somebody cares about you and loves you, man, that's big. That's huge. If you got somebody in your life who cares about you and genuinely loves you, man, that is everything. So I just wanted to say this, just to say that God is good and that the best things are yet to come in your life. And I just want and pray that you would just have a purpose, that you would know your purpose, and that you would glorify God, because that's really what the purpose for you being on this planet is. It ain't just to be breathing and sucking up air and not doing nothing with your life. Don't let the devil lie to you and tell you you're not this and you're not that. You know, your family left you. You know, there's a lot of fatherless children out there, so they think that their life is over because they didn't have a father or they didn't have a mother. No, man, reinvent yourself. You know, do whatever it takes to inspire yourself and love yourself. First, love God, then love yourself, and then you'll be able to help somebody else. Because that's the whole duty of man, is to love God, keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man, period. You know, that's what the Bible says, and that's what I believe. And that's true, man. It's so true. So do your best, give your best effort, live your life like it's your last day on earth. If this was your last day on earth, who have you inspired? Who have you helped? Who have you encouraged other than yourself? Because life is not just about living to yourself and dying to yourself. Man, life is about love, period. God is love. People will know you by your love, not by what you say, but by what you do. So do everything in your power to show someone you love them, because that's what you're here for. That's what you're really here for. I'm telling you. So I just want you all to remember this message. And if you never heard my voice again in life, just know that love is everything. God is love. And the best is yet to come for those who love God. Because that's what we all came from. Whether you're a hater or a lover, you came from love. Just remember that. Because God is love. All right? You have a blessed day today. I hope and wish and pray that the love of God and the grace of God will be upon your life, and that you would become everything, and I mean everything, that he wanted you to be. All right? I love you in the Lord. God bless you. This is Ryan Elder. Signing out. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.